Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Straight out of Austin, Texas, it's On Second Thought, powered by Hook'em.com, with your hosts, Statesman sports columnists Cedric Golden and Kirk Bowles. Often imitated, never duplicated. Hear it here first, On Second Thought.
You know it. You heard the lady on Second Thought, episode 103, powered by Hook'em.com and our friends at Bud Light. I am Cedric Golden, and I'm joined by my man, the Duck, Kirk Bowles. So much to talk about today, bro. We're going to discuss the year that was in Texas athletics. Now that the baseball team is finished.
Okay.
And a couple of new hires in softball.
New hires and track.
And track. But first.
Something first.
We are at the end of June,
mm-hmm.
and we are 3 weeks away from Big 12 Media
Three
Day.
3 weeks from kickoff.
3 weeks, less than 3 weeks, actually.
Media kickoff.
Media kickoff.
Yeah, July 16th in Dallas.
And we're going to do it up in Frisco at the Star.
Yeah.
Jerry's is hosting.
Year two.
Yeah, year two.
It worked first year.
It worked out great.
The acoustics were fine.
I know. You know what? I was a little wary about it at first when they said they were doing it in this football stadium.
Yeah, Frisco.
In Frisco. And I'm like, you know, I'm used to ballrooms and mm-hmm. hotels and breakouts.
Air conditioning.
It turned out that was
perfect.
Yeah,
it was fine. Yeah, there
One
was no
stop
problem.
Shopping, food, interviews, and the coaches talking. It turned out to be a great idea.
And we're going to take our podcast and do it live from up there. We'll be live, but
we'll be recording some guests. Yeah. We're going to have some people stop in and join us, hopefully. And we're going to do that up because this is basically where our little podcast started at Big 12 Media Days a couple of years ago.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And here we are. 103 episodes later, and I guess, you know, the spring and the summer is the time when everybody thinks they're going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And so, since we're going to the Big 12 Media Days, Doug,
right? We're going to take a little preview look.
We're going to take a little look, just a little peek.
Because,
you know, whatever I say in today's podcast, I do reserve the right to change my mind after I've spoken to all the guys.
Well, you're used to changing your mind.
Well, whatever.
So,
I messed up on Golden State. I should have stuck with my guns.
Yeah.
I
got it right.
Shouldn't have switched. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever. We flipped a coin. So. Who do you think is going to win the Big 12? Let's just get right to it. If someone stuck a gun to your head,
okay.
and I'm sure there's some people out there that would like to.
Yes, they would.
And said, all right, Bowles, you have to get it right or I'm pulling the trigger.
Okay.
Who do you pick?
I'm going out on a limb.
You're going out on a limb.
I am.
Okay.
Big limb.
How big is it?
I'm taking West Virginia.
You're taking West Virginia to win the Big 12?
I am.
Why, sir? I'm gonna, before you go there, I know that Will Greer is the only major quarterback coming back.
I
understand that. They were my third place team.
Third?
I get it.
You got to have a quarterback, especially in this league.
Texas has two.
Which means?
They don't have one. Yeah, okay.
You know, Oklahoma's breaking in a new quarterback. TCU's breaking in a quarterback. Kenny Hill doesn't live there anymore. Baker Mayfield doesn't live there. Kenny Trill.
There you go. Keep going.
Baker Mayfield's gone, along with his Heisman Trophy. Cliff Kingsbury's breaking in a new quarterback. I like Charlie Brewer at Baylor. A couple of auditioning quarterbacks at Kansas State.
But we don't think Baylor's a factor this year, do we?
No, they're not. So it starts at the quarterback, and I just think, you know, they took a little slip back defensively, but boy, they can put up some points. And I'm not saying they had Texas on the ropes before Will Greer broke his finger, and that was an ugly injury. But you know, they just tied the game seemingly until replay put it back at the one, and then they didn't score. And then Will Greer was out for the rest of the season.
With the finger.
So that's where it starts. They've got two great receivers in Greg Jennings and David Sills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although Jennings, I think, is much better than Sills. He had 18 touchdowns, David Sills did, but he didn't really show up in the Texas game, so he's kind of my guy. So, you know, they're going to have to rebuild their defense a little bit. But,
did you say defense? Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Danner Holgorsen, is he Mike Gundy light? I'm just asking.
Yeah, when but I don't know if it's light.
But when I say that, I'm asking because
yeah.
they're both very, very good, creative.
Well, he was his
offensive coaches.
He was
worked,
the OC at Stillwater.
Worked together, but they always seem to give it up defensively at the end of the season.
They do,
and they're not able to stop people.
I think travel hurts them. You know, they don't have a close road game.
People come to them too.
They go, well, sure, people come everywhere, but. Well, they got to get on a plane and go to Lubbock. They got to get a plane and go to Austin. They got to get on a plane and go to Ames this year. So, and they've got a real testing non-conference schedule. You know who they got in non-conference?
No, enlighten us, Professor.
Tennessee and North Carolina State.
Winnable. Those are winnable.
Well, yeah, but
it's not Ohio State and Clemson
like TCU has. So. I like them. They also have a decent home schedule. They have TCU at home and Oklahoma at home. They do have to come to Austin, and they do have to go to Iowa State, which could be a little bit of a mystery team. But they're kind of my surprise pick. Who do you got?
Why not the Longhorns, Kirk? What's wrong with you?
You just said it 2 seconds ago.
Why not
ago.
The Longhorns?
Two quarterbacks.
Why didn't you take the Longhorns?
Because
you'll take them publicly just because you're still trying to
I'm not taking
exercise
them publicly.
Demons from years past.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I
you
just
are.
Think. I think they're still a year away.
I do, too.
They don't know who the quarterback is. The running game was bleak last year. The receivers, you know, were probably the biggest disappointment on the whole team. Defensively was good, and I think it'll be good again, but you lose some players like Malik Jefferson, like Holton Hill, like Deshaun Elliott, like Boone Ford, so... You know, they're losing some leadership roles, too.
And that's why I didn't pick Texas. And I'm going to tell you why. I think that it reminds me of Charlie Strong's second year.
Oh, whoa.
No, it
when
does.
When he lost those six defensive players.
When he lost all of those good defensive players
yeah.
and ended
Quandre
up in the
Diggs,
league.
Yep.
Yeah, when he lost Quandre and Sed Reed
uh-huh.
and all of those guys, Big Mal.
Yeah, it was a good defense.
All
kept
of those
games.
Guys. And... Duke Thomas bit on the play fake.
UCLA.
Yeah. And that
set the program back.
Set it back.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if Tom, the only difference is Charlie.
He didn't have a quarterback after game
he
one.
He lost.
David Ash.
Yeah, yeah. They lost a bowl. They made a bowl game and they got crushed.
Yeah, they got on swoops. And
yeah, but it reminds me of that because they weren't able to replace all of those great guys
mm-hmm.
in what is still an offensive conference. So I still think there are a couple of pieces away. One of those pieces, I think, is quarterback. I'm just not sold on
Sammy.
I'm
not either.
I'm not sold on Sam Ehlinger. I really like Sam. I like Shane, but Shane can't stay healthy.
They're not elite at the position.
They're good players. They're not great players. And this is a conference that produces great quarterbacks. Mason Rudolph, Baker Mayfield are the latest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I took Oklahoma. It's safe. I know they lost Aronquo. I know they lost a lot of good players, Baker. They lost Zeus Brown's son up front. But when someone asks you who's going to win the Big 12, and I just think that Oklahoma is always the safest pick because they always seem to figure it out. And I didn't know about Lincoln Riley. I knew that Lincoln Riley and Baker were on the same page. But I think he won the respect of that locker room with that national championship run that they went on. So I'm taking the safe pick, and I'm taking OU to win the Big 12. I'm taking the Texas Longhorns to finish second, and then West Virginia to finish third. And I know the little general's not going to be happy about that because TCU always has
mm-hmm.
something to say.
Well, I've got West Virginia 1, TCU 2, Oklahoma 3.
You got Texas 4 or what?
I don't know. We were just picking 3.
Wow.
You're
not going to even tell the listening audience where you think the Longhorns
are? I would say right now, okay, if we go 4, it's a tie between between Texas and Kansas State. I think Kansas State is a real sleeper there.
And no Oklahoma State because James Washington and Mason Rudolph are gone.
Yeah, they got Justice Hill, but I think they have like three new line starters. So
I think,
who's their quarterback going to be?
And you know what? We talk about quarterbacks,
yep.
Doug. And I really think Kyler Murray is scrappy, not a big guy. But he can throw it. He can wing it.
How many passes he thrown at Oklahoma?
Well, all I remember is him coming in and running for
that's
like
that's what
a
he
75
does. He's
yard.
Thrown 21 passes.
Yeah, 75-yard run.
Now, he threw 121 at A&M, but he's run for about 500 yards mm-hmm. in his career. He's a running quarterback. He's
those
ideal
guys,
for the wishbone.
Those guys don't normally get it done in today's Big 12. They did in VY's era, and Colt could run a little mm-hmm. bit. But now, by and large, the quarterbacks are throwing first and running second.
Well,
there's not a lot of dual threats like RG3.
I'm not sure he fits in this league because he's not a passer. He is a runner. He is an athlete.
And another guy they lost, Mark Andrews, great tight end.
All-American tight end, mm-hmm. All-American left tackle. You mentioned Aronquo, the linebacker, a Heisman Trophy winner. They've got great running backs, and Rodney Anderson and Trey Sermon. But they also have a tough schedule. They've got UCLA coming in. They got Florida Atlantic coming in. I think they've got maybe Army
mm-hmm.
coming in. So they've got a tough schedule.
Which they usually play a tough non-conference schedule. That's
the
Stoops
they
formula.
Do. But I'm going to say, if you're going to break that Oklahoma stranglehold, if you will, it's not like Kansas in basketball, but they're either going to win it or they're right there at the end. And if you take them as one of the two picks to meet in the Big 12 title game, it doesn't get any safer than that. But I just wonder if they might drop off a little bit with that schedule. Well, the defense wasn't good last year. They gave up a lot of – I went to the Baylor game, and it was – you know, Baylor's trying to onside kick – minute.
After being down 28-7,
yes.
They come back.
Yeah. And, you know, Oklahoma relaxed. So, you know, Mike Stoops is still there, but he's still under fire. And I don't know how much better the defense is going to be. And Kyler Murray, how many defensive linemen and linebackers and cornerbacks that are blitzing want a piece of the guy making $4.7 million?
Oh, yeah, and they want to knock him out.
You're darn right. And like you said, he's undersized. He's a small guy. So I don't know. I just think you're rolling the dice a little bit with Oklahoma. Of course, you're rolling the dice on any team in the Big 12.
But you know what? I rolled the dice last year on Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
We both went Oklahoma State and Oklahoma.
Right.
And I thought Oklahoma State finally had enough. And I picked them. Barely over OU, and I look up and it's the same old Oklahoma State on defense.
I think there might be five teams that could win this year. I really do. I like TCU. Like I said, they lose, I think, four line starters. They got a lot back. They may have 10 starters back on defense, and 10 of their 12 games, this is an interesting stat for TCU, 10 of their 12 games are in the state of Texas.
Oh, wow.
So they're not traveling far. They're opposite
driving.
Of West Virginia.
They're going to be driving.
They're going to be at home, or they're going
to
be,
probably drive to Lubbock.
They'll
probably drive to Lubbock. Stat I saw on your Mountaineers, 7-3 before that finger injury to Greer.
They're right there.
They were right there. But then you can't lose your best player.
No, you can't. You can't. And, you know, one other team just to talk about just briefly is Iowa State. You know, Kyle Kemp comes in. He's back for another year. You know, they lose Joel Lanning, but they got David Montgomery back, their workhorse running back. So, you know, and they've got some momentum. You know, that was a great story last year, them going into Oklahoma and punking the Sooners. I mean, you know, didn't they beat TCU, too?
They won at TCU.
Yeah, I thought that was in Ames.
They won.
Yeah.
They beat TCU.
I mean, you beat TCU and Oklahoma in the same year. So, you know, Coach Campbell, he's getting it done at Iowa State.
Well, Charlie,
I don't think they're going to go away.
Charlie Strong beat Oklahoma and Baylor in the same year and
mm-hmm.
lost his job.
Yeah. Well, Texas beat Iowa State before they made the switching quarterback. You were up there for that game, and remember, that was a defensive slugfest.
Yeah, there was not a lot of points,
yeah.
But it was really fun. I think it was a Thursday night game from what I remember.
I think it was.
And it was just one of those games that felt like some old-school football. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
the normal Big 12 game where it's 21-14 at the end of the first quarter. So I miss that kind of football. I like those mutters, as you would call
mm-hmm.
it, where teams actually get stops and – offensive coaches have to adjust to what's coming at them and not vice versa.
Well, and there are going to be some good matchups. We mentioned West Virginia playing Tennessee, Texas playing Southern Cal and Maryland, Oklahoma's playing UCLA. TCU in week three plays Ohio State at Jerry World. And then the next week, TCU is down here in Austin playing Texas. So those 2 weeks in September could well determine how successful the Horned Frogs are this year.
It's just starting. Football, more coming at you. We're going to be at the Big 12 Media Days, and we're going to get to talk to some of the people that we just mentioned in these last 15 minutes. I love this time of year.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little excited.
I'm starting to get a little excited, but like I told you before the podcast, I get a little bit more excited after we talk to the coaches and players.
Yeah, so it'll be here before you know it.
It'll be here before you know it. Well, Duck, our very own Brian Davis did a comprehensive report on the year that was in Texas athletics. 20 varsity teams all making it to the postseason. I love the success. Chris Del Conte has it going overall. But in my nuggets this week, I didn't mean to put a damper on the party. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans until they start winning in football.
What?
I'm sorry, dog. This thing's about
doesn't
football.
Amount to a hill of beans?
Yeah,
why are you diminishing the success of these other athletes?
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. You be honest for once in your life. If I told you as the Texas AD that you would get back-to-back football national championships, yet the other 19 teams don't make it to the postseason, would you take it? Would you take it?
Of course you would.
Then what's your point?
I'm just saying.
Then what's your point?
I don't diminish.
Then it's
the
all
other.
About football, right?
It's mainly about football.
It's 95.9% about football.
Well, I disagree with that.
Football's only half the equation?
I'm about the little guy.
This is being taped, it will be consumed by thousands of people.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't
walk heavy before you respond.
Eddie Reese's swimmers and divers won what, 4th straight national championship? I mean,
okay, let me ask
you. They light the Tower of Orange more than Greg Fenves.
Let me ask you another question then.
Go ahead.
Since you just touted the legendary Eddie Reese, who I love. Would you trade in all 4 of Eddie Reese's national championships for one more football championship?
I would, because Eddie has plenty more left over.
Exactly. There you go.
See, it can be apples and oranges.
It's not apples and oranges.
You're here wishing the football does well at the expense of these other programs.
No, I'm not.
My thing is, like Chris Del Conte, is that he wants them all to succeed. He wants them all to be in the top 10. And of those 20 programs, 10 made it to the top 10.
Oh, yeah. I read it.
Football wasn't. Men's basketball wasn't. We thought women's basketball was, but they only made the Sweet 16, which really isn't top 10 yet.
It's not yet. It's how you do in the tournament.
But I will make this case. Texas sports is on the rise. Okay? Let me ask you a question. All right. You're looking at me askance with uncertainty. Baseball is on the rise.
Absolutely.
You got to Omaha. Nobody saw that coming.
That's how that program is judged.
Absolutely.
Did you make Omaha is mandatory?
Is football on the upswing?
Nowhere to go but up.
Well, and they're recruiting well.
Yes.
You're getting
Tom
gangbusters
was a good hire.
Recruits.
Yes.
Basketball is flatlined.
50-50. That's 50, Shaka 50. Smart's record.
Coach
friend
50.
Of the podcast is 50-50.
Yeah, and we like him a lot, and we hope he wins some more games. He's
want
had two
him,
lottery picks.
I want him to be 50 games over in 10 years.
Yes.
Here's my thing on Shaka. I think that he can get things moving, but he's gonna have to figure out a way to do it offensively. He's got to find some guys. It's a make or miss business.
Man, he's
gotta it's
find
got
shooters.
Nothing to do with stops. These coaches love to talk about defense.
Well,
they do, but at the end of the day, it's who makes the most shots is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
It might not even be who got the most stops. You need timely stops,
mm-hmm.
but you need guys that can put it in the hole.
Yeah, and he's been here 3 years, and he still doesn't have consistent shooters.
Where's your A.J. Abrams?
You know,
where's your Brandy
anybody
Perriman?
Close to that? So. Yeah, and you know he has four guys coming in. Hopefully they're going to be offensive upgrades. But there's not a lottery pick on that team, is there?
There's not, but there's some good basketball players.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they can't have success.
I don't know if Andrew Jones is back.
He won't be back next year.
I don't think he'll be back for a couple years.
I don't know if he'll be back at Texas.
I don't know. We just want him healthy. It's a feel-good story. I want him healthy above all
else.
If he's healthy and he's playing college basketball, then that's even better. Jericho Sims has a chance to play in the NBA. He has a chance.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's an elite athlete.
I think Roach has a chance. He's athletic.
I think if Royal Ivy, who we're going to have on this podcast, because he just got a job with the New York Knicks, we want him on this podcast. If you know Royal, have him call us. If Royal Ivy can make it into the league, I think there's a chance for a guy like Curran Roach.
I think he can. I think he's smart to come back.
Yes, a decent defensive type with long arms.
Yeah.
And athletic. And a nose for the ball, and he can finish on the other
end. He's a good passer when he drives.
Yeah, so he's the one guy on that team who always knew to look for Mo Bamba.
But they've got to be able to shoot. Now, you wouldn't say they're on the upswing if they're 50-50.
No, they are.
50-50 is a flat line.
You either go up or you go down.
Yeah, critical year.
This season will tell us all we need to know about Shaka.
He's got to win an NCAA tournament game.
They need to. Yeah, you can't go four straight years without winning a game in the tourney.
Okay, then we go to women's basketball. Are they elite?
No.
No.
And I know Karen disagreed with us on that, and we love Karen.
And why do you think she did? Why do you think she did if you examined it?
Because she can't come out and say that her team's not elite when they're ranked in the top 10.
Well, that's her criteria. Ranked in the top 10
is not the same as getting three or four wins, making it to a Final Four. There are too many teams that are just like Texas, like Mississippi State and Notre Dame, Stanford. Those teams have been to the Final Four. That's the one thing missing.
Mm-hmm.
Once Karen gets that team to the Final Four, and there's a chance because she's got elite bigs coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen at guard? Is Shook Sutton and Lil Destiny, are they going to be able to get it done with Brooke and Ariel gone?
Yeah, they missed her two big guns.
That's the big question mark, but she's got elite bigs coming in.
Yeah.
And if those elite bigs can carry it in women's basketball, Kirk, if you got good bigs, you got a better chance. Bigs aren't as important in the men's game.
Well, you look at what Kim Mulkey has, you know, at Baylor.
Exactly.
Two bigs who could also shoot from the outside. So, you know, they're knocking on the door. She thinks they're elite because the 10 McDonald's All-Americans they had, Jordan Hosey left, and obviously Brooke and Ariel are gone now. But they've recruited like an elite program.
She's an elite recruiter, no question.
The second best program in the Big 12 like an elite program. But to be an elite program, you got to win in March.
Ric Flair, the great wrestler, always said to be the man, you got to beat the man. So she's going to have to beat Mulkey.
Right.
Knock Baylor off that pedestal and turn that rivalry around. Mm-hmm. It was a 1-17 or something like that.
Yeah.
She's getting the elite talent, but she's gonna have to win with that elite talent. They're a top 10 program, but she's gonna have to break through, get to a Final Four, and then they'll move up in the national relevancy.
Mm-hmm. Golf is definitely an elite program.
That's an elite program.
You know, it's a program this community can be really proud of because they're knocking on the door every single year. Women's golf with Ryan Murphy has them. They lost Sophia Schubert, U.S. amateur champion. So they've got good talent there, and he continues to put people on the tour. Baseball, I think, you know, they were overachievers this year.
I think so, too. And I'm going to be interested to see what happens without Cody Clemens there.
Yeah.
Because he won a couple of games by himself.
Well, it's got to be a better hitting lineup. He was only 300 hitter.
Much better. So he's got to find some more pop. He'll get the pitching. I mean, that's his pedigree. He's always fine.
Well, and a lot of people say, well, they went to Omaha 2-Q. They got blown out two games. Maybe so, but
only eight teams go to Omaha.
Well, and they lost to Arkansas, which may win the national championship. The other thing, too, Texas' best two pitchers were, 12th round and 16th round? You know, where these other Florida, Arkansas, Oregon State, they have guys going in the first round. So he didn't have elite pitching, but he's got his catcher back. He's got his third baseman back, his shortstop back. He's got his entire outfield back, and left fielder Mason Hibbler may move to the infield. some talented recruits coming in. I think it's going to be a much, much better overall team, but he's going to have to rebuild that pitching staff again.
And it's difficult to get to Omaha, so they could be better and not make it to Omaha. Yeah. Who's to say?
Like Oregon State, I'm not sure they were even in the playoffs either last year or the year before. You know,
but there's pedigree there.
There's pedigree. They've already won two, and they were back for trying to win a third. So I think baseball is without question on the upswing, and that brings us to softball and track. Two big hires by Chris Del Conte. Mike White came from Oregon. Had been there 9 years. Trips to Oklahoma City for the Women's World Series.
It sounded like he was ready to make that move.
Well,
and they put that money.
They put that money
in his lap.
Yeah, about half a million, and he was making half of that. So that was a big part of his move. And then Edric Florial from Kentucky, the proven winner at Stanford and at Kentucky. Kentucky, you know, they had no culture of big-time success in track. And so I met with both of them this week at the press conference and thoroughly impressed with both of them.
You surprised that they didn't retain Tanya Buford Bailey? Was she just not a big enough name? I mean, she's has chips.
Yeah, I know.
On the table.
And
I thought that they might consider her.
I respect her a lot. I think it's hard when a new AD comes in to elevate somebody. I think they very often want their own person.
Mm-hmm. And they won't go from within.
Yeah, and usually I think that's the case. They look outside. And both of them have national cred. And the fact that the NCAA National Championship track and field is going to be right here in Austin the next 2 years. So I think they're going to get it done. I think both those programs are going to be on the upswing very quickly.
And we haven't talked about volleyball. Of course, volleyball's in the report.
Jared Elliott
every year.
Lexi's son left, but they've got enough back that they'll be top five, and they always play a competitive schedule. I mean, they're the staple. A little bit like Eddie Reese.
Of all the teams,
you know they're going to go deep in the playoffs.
Sports, yeah. You know that you can hang your hat on volleyball.
Absolutely.
To make realistic runs at a national championship every year.
That's what Jared Elliott has done. And so you hate to take that for granted, but swimming and diving and volleyball have been the constants, you know, for the last, you know, 8-10 years here at this school.
And I respect that, but I will maintain that if football is not top five, top ten, then the whole program
and the
is
perception,
not,
the perception is down,
and that's what you're trying to get to. You're
true.
Trying to, football is trying to get back, and
right.
I wrote that and back in 2002, Sports Illustrated did a list of the 430 plus colleges. They ranked them athletically. What's the best schools in Texas and Stanford? Were one
They're
and
on
two.
The cover.
On the cover, Chris Sims, Mashami Robinson from Texas.
Right.
We're on the cover. That's a big deal.
That was a golden era.
It was the golden era. And I think these things are cyclical.
Sure.
I think that it all comes back around after a while, and it's been 16 years since that cover.
Mm-hmm.
Texas fell off nationally when football fell off after 2009. If Tom Herman can bring that thing back.
Right.
I think that the relevance nationally will come back with it.
Well, sometimes you get, like you say, you can take things for granted. Things can get stale. When I talked to Edric Florial, the new track coach, he said, you can get too comfortable in your job. And it started to slide at the end of Mac Brown. He was still winning 8-9 games.
But it wasn't 10 or 11.
But it wasn't 10 or 11. You weren't in the Final Four. Same thing with Rick Barnes. He was going to the NCAA tournament every year and maybe to win a game, maybe get to Sweet 16, but it seemed to drop off a little bit. So you can get comfortable, and Chris Del Conte doesn't mind shaking things up.
I love that about him.
And I think he's done that. I mean, you look, he's a go-getter. He doesn't mind, you know, thinking out of the box and being creative and using imagination, because he's got a vision where he wants them to go, and I think they're headed in the right direction.
Duck, the heat is on the Los Angeles Lakers to make a move.
It has been for a while.
Because on Friday, LeBron James is expected to announce whether he's going to opt in or opt out. And I think he's going to go free agent, even though that might not mean he's leaving Cleveland. Do you think the San Antonio Spurs, who have been really cool to the Lakers, not wanting to really deal with the fact that they could send Kawhi Leonard to L.A., do you think they would do that? Make that deal and set up what could be a super team with LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard?
Well, there's so many elements at work there. You would think if they are going to trade Kawhi Leonard before his final year, they'd prefer to trade him to the East, where maybe they wouldn't have to see him in the playoffs.
Oh, they wouldn't see him because, you know, when they trade him, they're gonna be done as a championship contender.
Spurs?
Yeah, they're gonna have to rebuild, dog.
Spurs are never done.
LaMarcus Aldridge is 33, will be 34 next year.
He had an All-Star year.
Yeah. Manu's not getting any younger.
How many wins did they get this year?
I don't remember. 450 something. They're good. They're a good team. But you gotta have three big dogs to be with Golden State.
I know.
You're taking their one big dog, one of their two big dogs away.
I still think they're gonna have to trade him.
I think so too, because you can't risk bringing him back,
exactly.
And then you get nothing for him.
So I think their preference would be to trade him to Boston.
Yeah, trade him to Boston. Get Jason Tatum.
They can't get him.
Jaylen Brown.
You can get Jaylen Brown. You know,
Gordon Hayward.
Maybe, or Kyrie Irving. You know, I don't know if you can get all that.
If you could get
Irving and Brown, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Irwin Brown and one of those beautiful picks. The Celtics have like a vault full of picks.
I don't know if you can get that much.
Well, you could trade Kawhi and something and somebody else, an expiring contract or something.
Well, sure.
They've got plenty of that dead weight. Joe, trade Kawhi and DeJounte. Do what you have to.
Well, if you could get Kyrie Irving, yeah.
But if you can get Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward, you can get those two for Kawhi. You make that deal tomorrow.
Yeah, I would too.
You know, because the Spurs are already – that's 2 20-point game scorers who are in their 20s.
And you put them with LaMarcus,
you
got a chance.
You put them with LaMarcus, and you got a shot.
Yeah.
You have a shot in the West.
You do.
But anything besides that, if they're just talking about picks, to hell with that.
Don't you think – there's no way they would trade Tatum, Boston. Why would you?
I love
you?
Jason Tatum. I don't know.
You know,
I just couldn't. He looks like he's on the verge of just being crazy good.
Oh, my God. You look at people like him, Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, some really good rookies that you
Jason
do not
Tatum
want to
is
give
19
away.
Years old,
oh,
Kirk.
My God. And
you don't trade 19-year-old superstars.
What a sharp guy, too. He really has it together.
Cool.
So,
yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, no, but I think if you could get, you know, if you could get any two of those three, you get Brown, Hayward, or Kyrie Irving, you do the trade.
And you're not. And I just don't think that RC's gonna make the. Well, the Spurs hate the Lakers. Let's just.
Oh, I know.
They are not.
Ever
gonna,
since the Shaq David
days,
they
are not gonna bring back the Shaq Kobe Lakers.
I know.
They don't want it to get punked.
Yeah.
By
be reminded that
and
often.
Once a month, you got to go up against Kawhi, who all of a sudden is playing with the best player in the league.
Yeah,
you've got two. You got two of the top five players in the league,
right?
And they're giving you the work six times a year,
right?
I just don't think you do that.
Okay, so we've said what the Spurs should or should not do. What do you think LeBron should do and will do?
I think LeBron should stay in Cleveland.
Why?
But he won't. He talks about family and security and all of that. Bronny is about to be in the ninth grade. Bronny,
should he stay there for his basketball future? Family's different.
His basketball future shouldn't matter now.
Oh, it always matters.
You're 33
years
old.
Oh, what are you
you've
drinking?
You've been to the finals X amount of
you
times.
You think that matters to him? He
probably
wants
not.
More rings.
He wants more rings, but, Duck, you got a family. You've been to the finals. You've got a couple. You've got three rings.
Hey, we both wish he would stay in Cleveland.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either. I think he could, but I think it's probably 25%.
I think he wants to go to the Lakers.
Yeah, and I think the best is Philly. You know, Houston never made sense because Chris Paul, and James Harden, the new MVP, all have to have the ball.
I think Ben Simmons needs the ball because he can't shoot.
No, he's not
a
shooter. But he fits in better with Philly with Ben Simmons and Embiid and that triumvirate. You know, it's not like they all have to have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably love to go to Boston and say ship Kyrie somewhere, you know, if there's any still feud going on there. But if you said, okay, if he could just pick the team he wanted to go to that he could best have a chance to win another ring, don't you think it'd be Boston?
It would be Boston, but I don't know that he wants to live in Boston.
Yeah.
And I will say this about LeBron. He has two mansions in L.A. Mm-hmm. He has business interests in L.A. He's a mogul. He's not just a basketball player.
Yeah, but he can move there in 2 years
or three years
when his career's over.
And I don't think he needs to be moving anymore. I think this is going to be his final stop. I think he's going to end up. Yeah. I think he's going to end up with the Lakers, but I really don't think that the Spurs are going to trade Kawhi Leonard to the Los Angeles Lakers. I think they're probably going to trade him to Boston.
I agree. How much do you think LeBron has left? 3 years?
At this pace, 2 years, but he can stay for four and still be very productive.
I bet he's playing more than two.
But I think he's elite level, he's got 2 years before he really starts to slide.
But you think he'll play four? So
I do. I think he loves it, and I think at this time of our lives in this generation, guys can play longer. If Tom Brady can play football till 42, LeBron James can play basketball till 36.
Would he go to the Lakers if there's no Kawhi there?
Yeah, he would.
What about Paul George?
That's why. The two of them. I think Paul George, who's doing some of his Sports Center series. Do you really do a three-part series on Sports Center to announce that you're staying in Oklahoma City?
Not usually.
No.
Unless your name's Carmelo.
I think he's going to L.A. So I believe that Paul George is going to go to L.A. if Kawhi doesn't. And I think I've long believed that Chris Paul was going to opt out and go to L.A., but after the Rockets should have won the world championship had he not gotten hurt.
Yeah.
I think he knows the pieces are in place there for them to beat Golden State and win, so I think he's going to stay in Houston.
I do, too. And if, you got Capella. I don't know if he's still going to stay in Houston.
Oh, yeah. And any trade talk involving the Houston Rockets will start and end with Clint Capella because he's the guy everybody wants.
Right.
Everybody, he's a bigger, better version of Tristan Thompson, much better.
What version of the Lakers with LeBron can win an NBA title?
Well, you'd have to have an able number two. I think Paul George is a pretty good number
two. That's
a
definite.
I don't like him in the playoffs. He's choked too much. But if he's like the number two guy, mm-hmm. and he was decent with Oklahoma City. If they can hang on to Kuzma and Julius Randle, mm-hmm. I think that they
Ingram.
Can make some. And yeah, not all of those guys are going to come back if they get LeBron.
No,
if they can hang on to Kuzma and Julius Randle, they've got a chance if they get a point guard. And LeBron's going to run the offense, so you don't have to really worry about having a real point guard. If they got Chris Paul, I would sign him up to play the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals with Chris Paul and LeBron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But right now I've changed my mind. I don't think they're going to get Paul. It's tough to come out of the West. I just think Golden State.
Weren't there some whispers that KD wouldn't stay in Golden State?
Yeah, but he said in an interview that he's staying.
Why would he leave? Why would they want him to leave?
Yeah, they don't want him to
leave.
Makes
no
he's
sense.
Never going to be as beloved as Steph because they raised Steph. But KD is where he's going to be for the rest of his career. He's not like LeBron.
Right.
LeBron will chase a championship until he's hanging him up. But what's ironic is he put this thing together in Cleveland. He signed off on these
Tristan Howard, a bunch of money.
And all these other guys.
Tristan Thompson's got rich off of it.
He signed off on all these guys, and now he's going to leave them holding the bag because they're just not equipped.
Yeah.
He found out they're not equipped to win. Long term, so they can win the East, but they're not going to be Golden State. I don't think he should go to the West. I don't think he comes out of the West wherever he goes.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. The fact where's LeBron, where's Paul George, Paul and Harden, if they can stay healthy. Where's Kawhi? A lot of intrigue and mystery for the NBA season next year. And I can't wait for it to start. When is it, next week, 2 weeks?
Yeah, starting in 2 weeks. LeBron and Paul George will make their decisions on whether they're opting out or staying.
No, I meant the season. It's the shortest off season in all the major sports.
It doesn't start.
They report in September. It's
but
ridiculous.
But it doesn't start for a while. We won't even notice when they start because we'll be smack dab in the middle of football.
Why didn't football play 30 games?
Because you'd have to have like 150 players.
That's okay.
You're just trying to – more concussions, Duck, really? More
no,
concussions?
Fewer because you got more players.
Oh, wow.
I get it all figured out.
You know what? I kind of like that idea.
More football.
So before we go, Kawhi in San Antonio or not in San Antonio at the start of the season?
Not in San Antonio. I'm going to say Boston.
I'm going to say Boston as well.
Okay.
That will do it for episode 103 of On Second Thought. We ran the gamut today. The next time you hear from us will be in 2 weeks. We're going to be at the Big 12 Media Day, so we're taking off next week. So we will be coming to you from Frisco, Texas, the next time you hear these great voices. For the Duck, I'm Seth Golden. We'll see you later.
You've been listening to On Second Thought, powered by Hook'em.com. Join Seth and Kirk every Thursday at lunch for a new episode. Archived episodes are available on iTunes and Google Android Play.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/backtoschool and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.